This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
Hello, everybody out there in iCulture Radio land. We are so excited to be back with you again this Friday. And we got some great news for you. Yes, we're giving away contests. We're giving away tons of great things tonight. But let's get to that scripture. Tonight, our guests, I'm going to leave it for a minute now, will be going to Proverbs 31, 10 and 28. Now, it starts in 10. Verse 10 of 31, saying, a virtuous woman, who could find one? She's more precious than rubies. It goes on down the text to say she's strong and her people will, you know, be known in the gate just because of what she does. She's up early in the morning. She's taking care of the things that need to be taken care of. She's providing for the house. I mean, the girl is a workaholic. Bless the Lord. But at the end, it says that she'll be blessed and her children will call her blessed and her husband will call her blessed because she is that Proverbs 31 woman. And today, that is our guest. She is the owner, founder, CEO, general manager, Miss Ursula D, my boss.
Wow. I am blushing. Wow.
You know what? I'm so honored to be able to say that with all sincerity. I have watched you. We have worked together for over 10 years.
Wow, yeah.
And you truly define that scripture.
Oh,
so anybody else out there, you got some mamas and some maymas and some nanas and some grannies that right there in that scripture, you're going to want to stay tuned. You're going to want to be on deck with us. Don't forget, you can call us at 404-355-8699 or get us on that web at iCultureRadio.com. And you're going to want to be there because this is a show where we're going to be giving away some tickets tonight for the Hawks for four. But you got to answer a couple questions. Now, iCulture Radio, we are inspiring, impacting, influencing, and igniting. Yes, ma'am. Earth D, say something about that.
Oh, man. We are so excited to be ushering in this new movement for the culture. So y'all stay tuned because we got lots more coming.
Okay. And that was from my big boss. So we're going to do what we do. Take it away, maestro. Let's go to the break.
Thank you. words are as sweet as the sugar sweet cornbread baked in grandmama's kitchen. Not to mention the very presence of her having an undeniable grip on every man's attention. When she speaks, the whole world listens. Dark and lovely, skin tone, hair is short and lived long. I'm telling you all, this sister is bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. At times, finding myself staring out upon my window pane, waiting for even the shadow of this queen to come home. Come home. Rolling out the red carpet to meet and greet her as any king would do his queen or prince would do his princess. She has a stance of royalty. As she stares at me, she brings out the very best in me, and now me being all that I can be. Eyes of fire. She's more valuable than any gemstone or ruby. Clothed in linen unlike anything I've ever seen before. But like a kid in the candy store, intrigued by the vanilla gumdrop fragrance that caresses my sense of smell. Ah,
well. Get my rookie, get my rookie. Wonderfully created me to look just like you. You bless me, shower me with more than I can ever, ever do. I cannot live this life doing the things that I do without you. You are amazing, truly divine. Where can I find something as pure as you? My love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Nobody bless me the way you do, you do, you do. Nobody feel me the way you do, you do, you do. Nobody love me the way you do, you do, you do. My love, my love, my love, my, 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 my.
All right, we are back. We are back.
Woo-hoo!
Ursula D.
Yes.
Our Proverbs 31 woman.
Wow.
How did you get started in the business?
You know, God moved me here 10 years ago. August will be the 10th anniversary of my move, my pilgrimage to Atlanta. And I didn't know what God had in mind. I had my own idea, but it wasn't until I fell on my face just wanting to know what God was doing in my life, because it was truly turmoil. Long story short, after I just decided to just let it go and wait on God, he said to me, I want my gifts back.
Wow.
He said, I have given my children gifts that they've allowed to be perverted.
Wow.
And as it relates to music and entertainment, make my name great.
Wow.
So I didn't know what that meant. Had no idea. Had no experience in entertainment at all. I knew what I knew was from when I served in youth ministry. The kids really loved the gospel rap. And so he brought that to my remembrance, how they were impacted, because they just couldn't believe. Back then we had Grits and KJ52, you know, Petity, so many, but they were doing great, great work. And so, you know, God brought that back to my remembrance, and I was like, okay, so what do I do? Where do I begin? And because I'm naturally inquisitive, I just began to do research. And in my research, I found an organization called Urban Gospel Alliance, founded by Curtis Germany in Oakland, California.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was online at the time. Yep, my buddy. And I reached out to him. He said, oh, well, by the way, we just started, but we got a chapter that opened up in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Reach out to Pastor McCord.
Okay.
Emmett McCord was our first UGA chapter director for Atlanta. He was he's a pastor.
Okay.
And I supported him in marketing, since my degree and background was in marketing. But it wasn't even 3 months before Curtis had made me the chapter director. And then in another 6 months, I was the state director.
That's because of that Proverbs 31.
Right. 10, right. I just have right. this. I didn't know it. I had natural gifts for things that I was not even aware of. But God was drawing all of that out. He was processing me.
Now, let me ask you a question at that point. Because what I heard you say, and I want to be clear to the listeners to make sure they understand it, that you had a call
yes.
that you were totally ignoring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
God pulled your coattail.
He did.
But you didn't know which road to go down.
That's correct.
It was once you saw the children's
My
love
Lord.
That your spirit began to say, reach out to the youth.
Absolutely.
Because you didn't say that, but I could hear that.
My, right.
Reach out to the youth because I want them to be affected by the love of God that I
And
have.
There's a back end to that too, Mom.
Back end it.
Because as a youth myself, I was probably around 11 or 12 when I accepted Christ and became baptized.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
At that time, Rick, I had a strong desire to know the Word of God. I could sit and be captivated by the preached Word because I just wanted to know. I didn't know what that was. And at 12, through, you know, teenage and adolescence and onto young adulthood, I went through these series of ups and downs where I really wanted to do more and know more. But my church couldn't support me. You know, we had the regular programs for youth, the youth choir, right. the Christian debutantes, and, you know, all of these different programs and things. But nobody, not my mother, not my family, not my community, could help me cultivate this gifting or this desire and longing. So about maybe 12 years later, 23, 24, I had the strength at that time after coming through a lot of different changes to really make a full commitment to God, which is what I did. So back to your point about, you know, having that love and desire for kids, it was because I missed that growing up. I wished that my church would have been more proactive in looking at me and or just being able to pull out those things that God had purposed and
so
destined.
So then what we could say with that is that God heard your cry at 11.
Absolutely, he
and
did.
And then he made you be the leader, but then you had to work like H-E-double-L hockey sticks
yes.
to get it to the point that he wanted. And when someone else saw your gifts, it made room for you.
Right.
And so what we want to tell the listeners right quick is, if you're listening, do that. I mean, if God is on your spirit now, I don't care if you're 11, I don't care if you're 22,
because
she said when she was 22, she got more strength, or if you're my age. Don't not trust God for your gifts. Don't do it, Rick.
And I think what's also really good about that is that what's interesting is that your thirst was at 11 or 12. Your desire was at 11 or 12, but yet it took about 10 to 12 years for that thirst to be quenched or for that appetite to be given to you. And so I think it's very interesting because, you know, I know a lot of people out there who are searching for their purpose, you know, and they're trying to figure out what is it doing. They're waiting for an answer from God. And a lot of times what we don't understand is that your answer is not always going to be immediate.
Okay.
You know, and that's going to take some time.
Hold that thought, because we're getting ready to go to break. Absolutely. Don't y'all go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
Right there.
Yeah.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music minister to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to iCulture Radio. Listen, listen, we want to remind you all to call in. You can call us at 404-355-8699 and don't go anywhere. You know, we have 1 minute or end it coming up later, so we want to make sure that you hear it. The songs that you voted for are going to be playing later. Check us out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/iCultureRadio or on Twitter at iCultureRadio. But we're going to go right back to our interview, going back to Miss Ursula, Ursula D. Our CEO, Miss Ursula D.
Yeah, and I wanted them to know, too, that iCulture Radio is inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's impacting.
Influencing.
Yeah.
And then igniting.
Igniting.
The people up there because of your vision.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Now, go on and tell us what God's vision was.
You know, again, God really wanted to, you know, my assignment is to make his name great in music and entertainment, and in particular in urban culture. Mm-hmm. I think you look in all of Christendom or the kingdom, I would say it's where we're the least effective.
Mm-hmm. What is urban culture?
Urban culture, you know, hip hop, it's the way you walk. It's your swag. Mm. It's the way you, you know. The females are fly, you know what
Ooh.
I'm saying? And they got it going on. They got a certain chic and savoir faire about this about themselves. You know? And so, you know, but we are, as far as this music and this lifestyle is concerned, we don't really make an impact. And so iCulture is about making that impact across the culture. It's this place where, you know, we're expanding the culture at the intersection of ministry and industry. Mm-hmm. God said to me, you're not as effective as you could be because you're either having a concert or you're having church. And you're not really dealing with all of the stuff in between, how it impacts our faith, how it impacts our politics, how it impacts our business.
But Dad to do that,
Amen.
Because he saw the need in the world.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, of course, Matthew 28 says, go ye therefore and preach to the
right.
world.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world, what he does when he sees it in the world is like, okay, I need to fill that. But your heart told you at 11 that you needed that.
Amen.
And so all these babies that are coming up now, Rick, your age need that opportunity to express themselves. Forget traditional, forget conventional way, forget the old school way, forget hymnals, forget, we doing something new.
Right.
We are empowering.
Yes. Inspiring, igniting, influencing, and impacting culture.
You better
say good.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, so my question is this, and you know, this is where you can help the listeners kind of get a better understanding of what it is that you do and what your vision is. As we have tried as Christians to make this impact before, where do you believe that you can make that impact different?
Because we want to highlight the lifestyle.
Okay.
It's not just going to a concert or having a good choir sing at church or having a great singer. It's about how it's intersecting with how we vote. Or how we do business, whether or not it's of integrity or not, how, you know, it causes us to dress in a certain manner that's
but keeping
inspirational.
Our integrity.
And motivational. It's cross-secting and crossing how we educate our community. How,
I love the way you use those words. Cross-secting and cross-educating with influencing, inspiring, impacting, and igniting. We can ready to go to break.
Yeah.
Hold all them thoughts. That's our CEO right there.
CEO.
Take it away, Maestro.
Yeah, I'm an evangelist, saving souls for Christ. The way I'm filled with that spirit, call me Poltergeist. My flow is ultra nice with this holy sound, and I'm walking in his footsteps, holy ground. Trying to bring me down, then it cost the later, cause God's my Terminator. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm a source for haters, cause they feeding off me. I'm living like the Bible, so these folks is reading off me.
I ain't speaking softly, I need the world to hear me. I know who got the answers, and his name ain't Siri. I can say sincerely, the gas my motivation. If you don't believe me, then check my CD rotation. I'm his most frequent patient, he's always healing me. But I'm still getting stronger, cause it's not killing me. If you not feeling me, then that don't concern me none. Cause I live for God's approval, and that's the only one.
Junior from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
Man, welcome back, man. That was some hot music. I ain't gotta lie.
That was
some hot music. Young Swagger, man. That's my little brother right there, man. Young Swagger. Hot, shout out to him with that Go Hard. Obviously, yours truly and Mama Glow on there.
The first one was you, wasn't it?
Rick Black.
Y'all keep your ears open.
Mama Glow Glow.
But yeah, man.
A little bite on the Holy of Holies.
Right.
Trying.
Look, man. Awesome. But look, we're going to keep it moving. But don't forget to call in. 404-355-8699. We have a contest running tonight, so I need you all to be listening.
That's right.
We have a contest. And we have a big announcement coming later, so keep your ears open. We have a big announcement coming, so keep your ears open. We got 1 minute to end it. We got a lot left. But listen.
Yeah, that contest is Hawks tickets.
Hawks tickets, man. Yo, you get to go to the Hawks game.
Tickets. And you have to be the fourth caller. We're going to give you the rest of that set, but you got to keep listening to iCulture Radio, where we're influencing.
Impacting.
Inspiring.
Igniting.
Yo. We in there.
All right, let's do the doggone thing.
AM WAEC Atlanta. Beautiful people, kings and queens, this is India Hines, and I have some amazing news for you. You are cordially invited to the hottest event of 2013, Radio Fest Atlanta, Friday, March 29th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. downtown at 200 Office at 200 Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia. AM 1100 and Love 860 are celebrating the amazing power of radio and entertainment, and you cannot miss this. I'll be co-hosting the event along with my insanely funny sidekick, Griff, from the Tony and Griff Show. Plus, you'll get to meet your favorite show hosts and personalities from both of our radio stations. We've got music, prize giveaways, tasty desserts, and you can network like crazy. Entertainment out of this world. We've got Kevin Kalimbaman Spears, Tree Taylor, and a special guest appearance from stage and film singer-actress Chandra Carelli. But get this, the star of the show is you. Our listeners, we want you there. We need you there. This is our way of saying thank you for all the love. So do not wait, people. Space is limited. Get your ticket right now for Radio Fest Atlanta 2013, Friday, March 29th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 200 Office at 200 Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are just $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Get your tickets online at love860.com. That's love860.com. If you need more information, call 678-371-6036. That's 678-371-6036. I'll see you at Radio Fest Atlanta 2013.
Snoop changed it to Snoop
Lion.
That's right.
Okay. Lion
of Judah.
Yeah. Lion of Judah. Wow, wow.
I am excited to be announcing the new name. We've been in this process of rebranding UGA International, and now we have temporarily called it the Alliance until we could make this announcement. Mm. And I am proud to say the new name is Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance. Yay! Or better known as ILEA. That's an acronym, ILAEA, which stands for Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance.
Ladies, don't go out there naming your daughter ILEA now.
Don't do it.
We're going to be launching the new website in the first week of April, and of course, our lunch and launch, April 19th.
$7. Get those tickets. We're going to be doing a live 1 minute or
end it.
And you're going to want to be there because that's how we're going to be able to expose you to our alliance.
Yeah. Right.
You'll be played on the radio if you get an opportunity to get out there. We want to see you. We want to love on you. We want to hug on you. You ain't got to bring the kids, though. Wait, let's talk about it.
No, it will be. It's a professional networking event. Okay. So, we'd like to have the babies, but not this time. Not this one.
Yeah, amen. So go on and get them tickets online. And then don't forget, we're going to be giving away the Hawks tickets tonight. But yes, ILEA. Tell us about ILEA.
ILEA, came out of again the fact that God said, you know, we needed to expand the culture at the intersection of ministry and industry. We really needed to connect to consumers in a way that they recognized.
Yeah.
They do look for, you know, what's going on in media and, and sports and film and television and the arts, the visual and the fine arts, such as sculpting and drawing and painting. We all partake of that as our daily lives.
Yes.
We, you know, like I said before, we vote or we're into technology, all of these things, government, the politics, and so fashion. Because these make up our lives, we needed to integrate that into the entertainment aspect of what we do. And so in doing that, people have a way to connect more than just a concert or more than going to church.
Yeah.
It's
And it's what we live. We're a part of urban culture. That's what God was saying to me. Well, you're a part of urban culture. What do you like? What do you do?
It's a lifestyle.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. if we highlighted the lifestyle, we would have a better chance of connecting with people. We're the salt of the earth.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if we lose our savor, then what is it that we have to offer to the world? Yes. What is it? Why now? You and I know what's so dynamic about the way that we serve, but we've not been able to convince the multitudes
yes.
of that. And God
yeah.
is saying, "You have okay. it within you to do it. Why aren't you doing it?" So the ILEA is really about being able to engage these professionals, engage consumers through our volunteer efforts. We're going to be launching Kingdom Projects.
Yes.
If you have a Kingdom Project, you're a professional, and you need help getting it off the ground, we want to know what that project is to help you meet your needs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we want to make sure that when you're out there or when you're presented to the public, you're doing it with your best foot forward.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, we're a professional association. So anything related to entertainment, we got it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so at the lunch and launch, we're going to be doing different presentations on various aspects of this culture. You know, we're going to highlight some of the lifestyle and comedy and
yes.
music, arts. We're going to have some
film.
Great people in the house to talk, come and talk to us about film and television projects and how to get those things off the ground.
Yes.
Fashion presentation, and then some networking, and of course, our 1 minute or ended live contest.
And in color.
And I want to say this too at that intersection, because I know a lot of times we keep saying ministry, but our culture with the impacting and inspiring. We want inspirational artists too. Mm-hmm. As long as you ain't out there saying nothing derogatory,
absolutely.
Cursing, everything like
absolutely.
That, you are welcome to be a part of this
right.
movement.
Absolutely.
You're welcome to be a part of this culture.
Yes.
Right.
Because we know that you have a hard time too getting your ministry up. Ministry means mm-hmm. it's not just serving God. It's okay, what things that was inspired in me from, you could call it your higher power, mm-hmm. whatever you want to say, we choose to say it's God. But it's what did he tell you to
exactly.
do?
Exactly.
Right.
And
exactly.
now, and as long as it's inspiring, mm-hmm. we ain't getting up in here with no bees on the trap. Bees in the trap.
Right.
No. No,
right.
no. And we ain't doing that, okay?
No.
But if it's inspiring, we got jazz singers, mm-hmm. we got filmmakers. You know, your project, you want to do something that puts the world forward,
mm-hmm.
you belong with us.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Ursula D.,
yes. uh-huh.
so if I am a person who makes inspirational bracelets that just mm-hmm. say,
yes.
I love Jesus,
mm-hmm.
how do I get involved? How do I say, I want the world to have my inspirational bracelets?
Right. Well, the first thing we want to do is have you join the Alliance.
Yes.
And,
right.
of course, that can be at any level that you choose.
Yes.
You can be a free member, and there are benefits to that. But, of course, the more you invest, the more benefits you get.
And
the
more
so
you
that
reap,
website to join
the
is
more
what?
You sow.
The website to join is UGA-international.com right
yes.
now, but the new ILEA site will be up in April, so be looking for that. But back to this entrepreneur that's looking to really break in the market, we really want to be able to educate that individual to make sure that when they enter into the marketplace, that they're doing the absolute best that they can. So it may take a series of councils and meetings and just making sure that your marketing materials are correct. Your branding is on point.
Mm-hmm.
Your social media is, you know, top notch,
yes.
A1.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
able to help
right,
them.
Right. We help these people be able to put their best foot forward so that when you go in the marketplace, we're no longer going to be considered as, you know, the exception. We're going to
yes.
be the rule.
Right.
And I love the way Rick said inspirational basis, because you said on the inspirational basis, you know, I love Jesus, but I'm going to talk to the crossover babies again. If your inspirational bracelet says, give me something that's generic, but inspirational.
Keep your head up.
Right.
Oh, don't. You made me think of Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's what I got from the side. Okay?
I was
keep
thinking
your
Tupac,
head to the
but
sky.
You know, that
right.
works too.
You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire were some of the most inspirational. People just didn't listen to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If it give us another one, Earth Day.
I don't know.
Say
I
your
don't
song
know.
Is There's Love in the World Still.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on over here with us on the Alliance.
Yes.
Right, right.
Because, yes, we want to put out
right.
There is love
yeah.
in the world still.
Yeah.
Treat your neighbor right. Come on now.
And that's because the inspirational part, it has to do with countering what's currently in the culture. Mm-hmm. We're not looking to displace our mainstream brothers and sisters. However, we are looking to bring an excellent alternative to people who are just sick of that, you know, yeah. who know that there's a better way.
Right. Amen. And I think what is really good about that is, you know, a lot of people, some of the detraction from what is considered the gospel world or Christian world is sometimes we don't always want to hear the scripture. Mm-hmm. We don't always want to hear the Jesus all the time. Right. Sometimes, you know, when we're down, we don't necessarily want to hear, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Sometimes I want to just know I'm strong enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, and so having that balance where it's saying, I'm not necessarily always telling you Jesus, but I am inspiring you, I am igniting you, I am impacting you, and I am influencing you,
right,
you know, to do something great, then at the same time, you know, it's still part of the culture.
And so here's the contest. The fourth caller, we're opening up the phone lines now, 404-355-8699, 404-355-8699. The fourth caller is going to win them Hawks tickets when we come back from this break. Fourth caller, 404-355-8699.
Don't forget, 1 minute or end it, coming up now.
Inspiring, impacting, influencing, and igniting.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent. The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenge individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the C Room Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife, and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Sea Room, located at 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SeaRoomAtlanta.com or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Sea Room Multiplex. Bye-bye.
The chain, and congratulations to our winner of the tickets.
Yay!
When you're at the Hawks game tonight, don't eat all that popcorn.
Okay.
Urs.
Yes.
Rick.
What's up?
1 minute, win it. Come to him.
What?
They voted.
1 minute, win it. It's 1 minute or end it.
That's why I love
look,
y'all.
You sure voted. We listened. Here are your 1 minute or end it songs for this week. Listen up.
Of Christ, I'm on a mission enlisted, couldn't resist it in the transition, not a competition. I consider this life. We evangelists and scavengers and a hunt through the pain of those attacking us, training up to be prone, not damages, I damage you. There's this aggressive intercession, like football's perception, it's called an interception. No penalties, cause it's accepted. When I'm on my knees, my aim is perfected. I'm guaranteed to be the flame is effect directed to the enemy, affecting the mess. So stay clear out the way, out the way. Seen another brother kneeling, meaning the hell's gon' pay. You can tell that it's hectic when the brother's retinas let them get down and spit rounds through the pain in his name to shake the ground. So let the
when I'm thinking God, glory, hallelujah, because it don't have to be. I could be attached to machines. I could be part man, part thing. I could be unable to live or breathe. I could be Darth Vader on the beat. Homie, unplug me, please, and just let it be what it be.
You know what they got, what they trying to get, you know, but I don't really hear nobody talk about trying to get more power or more faith, you know. I'm talking about faith like my OG King David, you know. Dude knocked down dude big as two Shaqs put together. Or like them original hot boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let me holler at you.
I walk by faith, not by sight. I ain't gotta see them.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio, radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back, yo!
Yo, welcome back to iCulture Radio, man. That was this week's 1 minute or ended songs. How did y'all feel about that?
I mean, yeah. I was digging it on my knees, and some people up in here was doing the stinky leg to their ass, but said, I ain't saying nothing.
This man, New Breeze, said, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, I don't need to see it. He said, I'm on my faith walk. I don't need to see
That's right.
That's how you walk by faith, man. Look, the first song was On My Knees by Jay Bez. The second song was Million Bucks by Tony Woe. Last song was Faith Walk by New Breed. Look, don't forget to get on Facebook this week to vote for next week's 1 minute or ended songs at our Facebook page, iCulture Radio. All right? Well, going back
to talk about to our CEO.
Okay.
Now that we're at this intersection of your life.
Right.
The journey.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes people think that the journey is easy, like they love the limelight. Like, oh, I want to be like them. But they don't understand the cost. Talk to us about the cost.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Like I said, I've been at this for 10 years. It's been a struggle because the difficulty is I had to realize I was a pioneer. Mm-hmm. I was pioneering something new, having to carve out territory that wasn't already there. And primarily because the urban sound of the music that we represent was not welcomed by the church.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And the problem with church is it's so traditional.
Mm.
So if, like we pointed out in one of our earlier shows, if someone came in with purple hair and shaved off on one side and tattoos, they weren't welcome. Or if a woman had on a short skirt, you know, the mothers kind of looked at her sideways. Mm-hmm. And with this culture being the way that it is, it has caused this process for me. I had to create avenues that weren't already there.
Right.
Create ways for to
what does that mean?
Support. For instance, music to ministry mission, where we go into schools and teach kids how to take their gifts from music and turn it into something inspirational.
Okay.
Or the Swap and Meet Jam, where we want to go on a Saturday and tell people, if you come and swap out a negative CD, we'll give you a positive inspirational CD in exchange.
Wow.
Because we didn't have, radio wasn't supporting, church wasn't supporting, retail wasn't supporting, and those are all the tenets that you need to get a music career off the ground. Mm-hmm. And so from that, it's expanded. So we're looking to establish industry standards with our members, enhance and educate on professional practice, and engage public interest with the urban-inspired, faith-driven, and lifestyle and culture.
Give them that site again where they can go to sign up with
right
us.
Now, you can go to uga-international.com, uga-international.com, and right up top it says join for free. Right?
That's good.
And explore it, because we have news, we have events, we have our different networks on social media that you can connect with us to, and a lot of different things. We have a lot of great benefits coming up for our professional members. We want to be able to inspire partnership and unity within this body.
Well, we got a caller online. That's our caller. Hey, Renee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to say that I really enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you so much, Renee. Awesome. We are awesome. And like I said, anytime you're in the city, you know, go to that website. Tell them again.
UGA-international.com.
And get up with us. And are you a musician? Are you an inspiration? What is your calling?
I just really enjoy the music industry and a lot of aspects of it. But yeah, I just really enjoyed your show today.
Awesome. Now, how old are you?
24.
Yay.
Get a girl. You're right on the page with us. When you come through this city, or if we get to your city, hang on the phone, because we want to get those numbers and all. We want to get up with you because we appreciate you, because you are inspiring, you are impacting, you are influencing, and whoop, you've ignited.
Yeah.
Thank you. I also really enjoyed that song One by Rick Black.
Yay!
Oh, I appreciate it.
That's all right.
Thank you, Renee.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And so, again, that was cool. That was way cool. Rick Black One. One
appreciate
love.
Appreciate it.
You know. And so, again, like we said, Ursula, I think that the world itself doesn't like change.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a whole. I don't think it has anything to do with ministry or whatever. Change is always hard come. Mm-hmm. If you remember the old phone systems, they put the asterisk sign and a number sign on the phone years ago before they told us what it was for because they wanted to, everybody to get used to using it. Now, I mean, you can't live. And I thought it was a number sign, and all of a sudden I found out this hashtag. I'm like, okay, well, it had a name. Well, whoop-de-doo.
Yes.
But like you said, God is constantly giving you visions to fulfill that so that traditional had its time, contemporary had its time, it's our time.
But yeah, and what's really good too, I just had this conversation the other day where, you know, I think of the 4 minute mile when I think of what it is that you're trying to do and pioneer. And you know, if you know the story of the 4 minute mile, for a very long time it was thought impossible to run. It was thought impossible to make a 4 minute mile, but as soon as the first person did it, the next thing you know, it opened the door and everybody could run. Not everyone, but a lot of people started breaking that 4 minute mile.
Don't look at me when you're talking about some everyone.
Hey, you know,
I rebuke that spirit.
I'm just saying, not everyone.
Look straight at me, talking about not everyone.
I just wanted to be clear.
You know,
if you might think you can run a 4 minute mile.
Oh,
but it
you
might
need
not
to repent.
You.
He takes it there. Early. He takes it there.
But I just, like I said, and I think it's wonderful, and it's what I really want you to you know, remember is that yes, it's going to be difficult first time. But what I love about Aaliyah is what is going to open that door, and now all of a sudden, everyone's going to be a part of it, and that culture is really going to benefit from what it is that Aaliyah is doing.
Yes.
And yes, it's difficult at first, but it is.
I'm gonna challenge you to that mile. I'm gonna get a go kart though. I'm gonna get a go kart, crank it up, see if you catch up or whatever, motorbike, speed bike, something.
And you know, when you look at like even this industry, I mean, just the other week, Lecrae has, he's a great representative of what we're talking about here today because he's been able to do in music what nobody has really done.
Yes.
You know, he is a urban, inspirational, gospel, Christian, rap, whatever artist.
Push the
but
Cray
he
button.
Just won a Grammy for Best Gospel Album against people like Marvin Sapp and James Fortune.
So we're moving.
He's a hip hop artist. And not so his music isn't even really, you know, considered gospel
anymore,
music.
Right.
It's hip hop.
Right.
It's the music. Now the lyrics and the form in which he does it, perform it, is quite different than what the gospel establishment is used to. So
And it's something that I think that, you know, the gospel world just has to get used to. And like I said, as we start to break it, because the reality is there are going to be more of our generation than there is going to be of anyone else.
Absolutely.
Very soon.
Yes.
Very soon. And that's the thing. It is changing, and that is what we are looking for. That is what we need. And it's just, I guess it's
yes, and the thing, I want to take kudos again to the queen over here, our CEO, producer. I mean, just
glory be to God.
Proverbs 31:10-28, woman, Earth's D. We getting ready to go to break.
Yeah.
Don't y'all go nowhere.
Don't go.
We'll be right back.
What's up?
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the Sea Room Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Sea Room, located at 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SeaRoomAtlanta.com or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Sea Room Multiplex. Bye-bye.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
All right, we didn't hear the dun 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 dun, so let me do dun 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 dun. Rick Black, you have something that you want to share with us?
Yes, I want to let you all know where I will be next week. Where is Rick Black? He is all over the place. I am all over the place all the time. So I want you all to know, next Friday night I will be at the Secret Promises Fashion Show and Auction. It is for benefiting girls who cannot afford a full dress prom dress, right? Which, you know, we know can be the upwards of $200, $300, $400, $500 sometimes.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're auctioning off these dresses from anywhere to $25 to $75 for anyone who can afford it. If you know someone who is looking for a prom dress, or you want a prom dress for yourself, or even if not this year, next year, please come out. It's $2 at the door. That's it. But it's a great event. It's next Friday night at 7 p.m. at the So Creative Prep School in Mableton, Georgia. So look out for it. You can find it on our website. You can find the page on Facebook, any of that. Again, that's the Secret Promises Fashion Show. That's
all right, we're going to wrap it up with Miss Erst D.
Oh, I am just so excited, you guys, to be with you every week. And I need you all to come out to our lunch and launch on April 19th at the C Room, starting at 11.
Yes.
And I also want to announce that in conjunction with WAEC Love 860, there'll be a Radio Fest
March 29th
at 7 to 10 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 200 Peachtree. So y'all come out and meet and greet us. We'll be there, and all of our other show hosts throughout the radio here at WAEC.
And as we say, we'll see you again next week. This is Ilea. We're inspiring, we're influencing, we're impacting, and we're igniting.
And we out.
Hit us up on iCultureRadio.com. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call The Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.